VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned Wednesday. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter to the president, Sessions writes, "At your request, I am submitting my resignation." The president tweeted the news, saying Matthew Whitaker, who's been Sessions' chief of staff, will become acting attorney general. The resignation ends what became a toxic relationship, with the president publicly and personally ripping Sessions for months for stepping aside from the Russia investigation. The president said Sessions' move had opened the door to the appointment of special counsel Bob Mueller, who took over the probe and looked at whether Trump's criticism of Sessions was part of a bigger effort to obstruct justice.
President Trump claims he was a big winner in the midterm elections on Tuesday, even though his Republican Party lost control of the U.S. House. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president proclaimed in a post-midterm news conference that he had defied history, limiting Republican losses in the House and making unusual gains in the Senate. He took credit, claiming multiple rallies had pushed the party over the goal line, and took a moment to taunt members who'd asked him not to campaign for them and lost.
But Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. Too bad. Sorry about that, Mia.
Trump also called Republican Senate gains a rebuke to Democrats' tactics in the bruising battle over Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
A CNN national exit poll found 55% of voters disapprove of Trump's performance, 44% approve of it. 56% of those surveyed believe the country is on the right track, 41% said it was on the right track. Two Muslim women were elected to the U.S. House on Tuesday. Also among the winners were several first-time candidates, including two Native American women, one of them openly gay. This is VOA News. Facebook says it has